time for joy. Understanding time is a tricky thing. It goes too fast, it gets slow, and there's never enough left when you want it to last. It seems to run out when you need it most, and in the end, it never stops to let you savor the moments when you think you finally beat it. The days at work run on time, the life around us runs on time, and time does not seem to care about the details of tasks that we, its slaves, have to deal with to finish in time or on time. It is society in general that regulates time and what you have to do with it. People in society need you to have a profession, earn money, pay for food and shelter, and pay to run around between places. These tasks are all measured against how much you get done and how much you collect in your working time. However, the world itself does not measure itself against time and these societal accomplishments. The world does not give you a job, and the world does not give you a score on how you are doing in that job. The world does not give you money, and it does not keep track of how well you are doing compared to others. What the world gives you is independent of time. It is things like joy, love, relaxation, connection to others, happiness, prosperity, and fun. These are moments in time that are fleeting in societal minutes, but hold the large portions of your memory and history in your independent world life. To experience these offerings, the world gave you a sparkle in your eyes when you relax and enjoy the company of others, a giggle in your voice when you are having fun, a smile that brightens the room when you are relaxed and happy, and a softness in your ears, neck, shoulders, and chest that comes from your deep calm. Slow and grounded breathing when you are in love with all that surrounds you and in love with who you are. These moments are outside of time and outside of societal goals. They define you and make you the real person the world wants in it. Society tries to keep you from the world by fixing you to time. Remember who you are and make the effort to step out of time to experience these moments and gifts that the world has given you. These steps in and out of time allow you to reset the clock and keep time from getting away from you. The world brings you prosperity when you honor it by enjoying the gifts it has given you, and this prosperity will yield the societal goals and rewards that are the outside metric of success. You see a lot more of what the world has to offer, and the opportunities that are lost in time will be visible from your natural, grounded, relaxed state. The societal clock method does not yield prosperity, just comparative progress. You can't beat time in that game. Make time each day, whether it is a slow cup of coffee, a quiet bath, having a meal, or relaxing and talking with a friend, meditation, watching a favorite show to wind down, or just enjoying a beautiful view to use the gift the world has given you. Each day you need to show the sparkle in your eyes, laugh a little, smile, and bring the softness in your body to yourself and the world. They are the catalyst to prosperity the world has planned for you and why the world gave you these gifts. Step out of time and embrace the joy every day. You deserve it.